Was yesterday's inflation news really all that fabulous? I'm David Brancaccio. After the Dow went up 1,200 points, 3.7% yesterday, and after the NASDAQ went up 5.5%, this morning things are mildly mixed, with the Dow down 49 points, 0.2%. The S&P is up 0.2%. The NASDAQ is up 0.5%. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial. Welcome.
Good morning, David.
Needed seatbelts for the markets yesterday, not just stocks, as we've been talking about, but the bond market, too. People were buying.
It was unreal. Really, the first happy day for bonds in, about three quarters. It's been a bloodbath, so it was very nice to see people back in the market.
And the shorthand is, well, we got a tiny wisp of a hint, as measured in iotas, that maybe inflation is peaking, and so that cheered people up. But did you actually see that in the data? It's hard for me to find.
Well, hey, did you see the Wall Street Journal this morning? There's a chart of inflation on the front, and they colored it green. Yeah, you want to be really careful about this one, because, yes, the inflation numbers were a little better in October, but there were also some one-off things that drove that improvement, including the biggest decline ever in health insurance costs, which is a one-off. It's not going to be down like that again in future months. So despite the biggest improvement ever in health insurance costs and a big drop in used car prices, core inflation, that is the inflation that moves the markets, the one excluding food and energy, it only improved from 6.6 to 6.3%. Well, 6.3% is where it was 2 months ago. So it's barely an improvement, still a very high level. And unfortunately, the things pulling it down, they're probably not going to pull it down in the future.
Always a barrel of laughs to talk to Christopher Lowe. He's the chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. But, you know, Chris, I appreciate your candor.
Well, wishing I could say things are getting better, hoping they will get better. Thank you, David.
Adding to the impulse to buy stocks, China is loosening some COVID restrictions. Here's the BBC's Stephen McDonnell.
China remains a long way short of reopening to the outside world, but the announcement of an easing of strict zero COVID measures on several fronts is being interpreted as a key step forward. Inbound passengers will now only be required to do 5 days hotel quarantine plus 3 days at home, down from 7 and 3 days. Airlines will no longer be suspended for several weeks if they bring in more than 5 passengers who test positive. This will mean more flights into China and ticket prices will come down. Inside China, close contacts of those who are infected will no longer be quarantined, but those who've had first-hand contact will still be isolated.
And the high-profile founder of the big crypto exchange that just filed for bankruptcy has resigned. Sam Bankman-Fried is out at FTX. The Wall Street Journal, citing unnamed sources today, is reporting that FTX had pulled assets out of customer accounts to make risky financial bets. Financial regulators in Washington are circling. Bitcoin is down 21% this week. The UN's annual climate conference finishes its first week today. Amid criticism, it's too often a forum for countries and corporations to make promises they won't keep. Here's Marketplace's Victoria Craig.
A study has been grabbing headlines this week about how much the world's richest people contribute to the climate change problem. UK charity Oxfam crunched data from Bloomberg and concluded that emissions from top billionaires are effectively up to 70% higher than the average person's. Researchers came to that conclusion after analyzing carbon emissions of the companies 125 billionaires invest in. They said on average, 14% of those investments were in polluting industries like energy and building materials. Just one billionaire, researchers said, invests in a renewable energy company. Meanwhile, later today, President Biden will address the COP27 summit, where he's expected to say the U.S. is taking significant action to help keep the rise in global temperatures under 1.5 degrees Celsius. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The late Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen became a philanthropist and an owner of sports franchises. And in amongst that big portfolio were very valuable paintings and sculptures, which at two auctions at Christie's this week fetched $1.5 billion and yesterday another $115 million. Some years ago, art critic Blake Gopnik spoke to Paul Allen, who had seemed more into his collection of the works that evoked the covers of 1950s science fiction books than the masters sold this week. Gopnik is working on a New York Times piece about all this. Blake, welcome.
Always a pleasure, David.
This collection is not dreck. There's some fine things in this.
That is the understatement of the year. They are officially masterpieces. They just went for over $100 million each. An amazing Georges Seurat, a great Cézanne, a beautiful Van Gogh, and a stunning Botticelli. You name it, and it was in the show.
And before we get more into Paul Allen, the man, and his relationship to this art, it is interesting to know with the results of these auctions that despite inflation, despite talk of recession next year, at least one segment of the economy is doing all right.
Yeah, but you know, the funny thing, David, is that lots of people are kind of automatically celebrating an auction that went for more than $1.5 billion. That's billion with a B. But I'm actually kind of sad about it. I don't think there's that much to celebrate because all of these incredibly rich people buying these works means that they're actually being taken out of public hands. You know, there were thousands of people lined up in front of Christie's auction house in New York to see these works before they were sold. And that's because I think the public realized that they better see them now because these masterpieces were going to end up on yachts or in private museums for a good while.
And Paul Allen himself, one of the founders of Microsoft, philanthropist, and many people know him for his ownership of sports franchises, is no longer with us. He passed away in 2018. But you had occasion in the past to meet him?
Yeah, exactly 10 years ago this fall, he and I had a nice chat about art, which wasn't something I think that he had a chance to do all that often. I went out to Seattle to talk to him. And, you know, what really surprised me about this auction is that judging from our conversation 10 years ago, he sounded like he really wanted these things to end up in museums. He told me how important museums were to him as a child. And then he talked about how important it was to give back by putting your works on show. He wanted the public to see these works. So I was actually a little surprised that they ended up at a private auction, or rather they ended up at auction and now they're going to be in private hands.
Art critic Blake Gopnik. He's writing about Paul Allen's art collection for the New York Times. Blake, always good to talk to you.
Pleasure, David.
All the $1.6 billion from the auctions go to charitable causes. Our engineers in L.A. are Jessen Dooler and Nick Esposito. Our digital producer is Redmond Carolipio. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report, APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.